Said yesterday that those phrases in the Shirat HaBe'er, the Song of the Well, in Parshas Chukas, are all very iconic and all very evocative, and they seem to be discussing not locations in the desert, but topographies, deserts and mountains and valleys and rivers, and it's a survey of the places they had traveled over 40 years, and so they felt the guiding presence of the Be'er as the one constant, no matter where they were. But the words are very evocative, especially the word I talked about yesterday, Nachaliel, the stream of Hashem, the river of Hashem. So the first word is Mimidbar Matana, the first phrase, but the first word of that phrase is Mimidbar. So the gift of the desert, which literally means the Be'er, but Chazal see this as a reference, obviously, to Torah. The Matana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah is a Matana, Eitz Chaim Hinu Machazikim Ba, Ki Lekachto. Maybe tomorrow I'll try to talk about the word Matana a little bit. My son's learning in Yeshiva in Yerucham. Yerucham is in the south of Be'er Sheva, right on the rim of the southern desert of Sinai, not really the Sinai desert, but the desert that leads to Sinai. And it's a really, really unique feeling to be standing there in the desert. And before Yerucham was actually built, there were daven. I used to take my shir there for Shabbos. We would actually daven on one of the mountains in the desert, which was a 2-3 minute walk from the yeshiva, and it was just magical to daven in the desert where everything's quiet. So their weekly Torah journal that they put out for the Talmidim is called Mimidbar Matana, because the sense of living in the desert is a very powerful part of their yeshiva culture, of their yeshiva ethos. So why is Torah the gift of the desert? Or to broaden the question, why was Torah delivered in the desert? It's not just the two words in Parshas Chukas, Midbar Matana, but Hashem makes a very peculiar choice. You'd think the Torah should be delivered in a palace. You'd think the Torah should be delivered in Yerushalayim, or at least in civilization, and yet it's delivered in the desert. So what are the reasons that the Torah is Midbar Matana? So very quickly, three reasons. Number one, not necessarily in order, but they're all discussed by Chazal. Number one, no one owns the desert. Had the Torah been delivered in civilization, Hashem would have to make a choice. Choose which shevet, which portion, which city. And then people would have proprietary sense of Torah. Well, the Torah was delivered in our home, and in our residence, and in our location. And it wouldn't be just, oh, well, we own copyright and you have to pay us. It's not really that vulgar. But it's a sense of we have a monopoly on how Torah should be studied. We know the right way in which Torah should be applied. It was delivered to us. We're the closest. So be very careful in life for people that make that statement. Torah is too large. Torah is cosmic. Obviously, there's a rim that creates validity, and beyond the rim is invalid. And that rim is mitzvos, and Torah min ha-shamayim, and samchus chazal, and ikari amun, and those things can be slightly debated how to define them, but the sense that this is the way to study Torah, and anyone that doesn't study Torah this way is out, it doesn't count, it's very, very, very dangerous. And those who are wise enough understand that I think some of those voices are being sounded in today's society. They're very, very dangerous. So the Torah is given in a desert, so that no one should have proprietary ownership of Torah. Number two, it's given in the desert because the desert is a sign of humility. Unlike a rose garden that's protected, that you can't trespass, desert freely lends itself to people walking on it. Don't take this too far, obviously, but the precondition for Torah study is humility. It's a moral precondition because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only deliver Torah, and Hashem has to deliver Torah not just once at our Sinai, but to everyone who studies. I'll talk about this tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. But it's not just a moral preconsideration. It's also humility decentralizes self. Once the self is decentralized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be focused. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu lays in the center of your focus, then you'll know more Torah because you'll see it as Devar Hashem and you'll retain and understand it. Part of the cognitive success at studying Torah is being able to trace it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ability to trace the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is augmented the less of yourself you see and the more of a midbar you make yourself. And the end of the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas talks about the dangers of becoming too haughty. Bale Bamos, to become too high. Menachaliel Bamos Hagai, to become too haughty. Chazal Darshan in the Gemara in Erevin. The third reason it's given in a desert is that the way you study Torah has to be desert-like. Maflegas mokim midbar. What does Chazal mean, desert-like? You can't just study Torah out of comfort and convenience, sitting back on a recliner, reading a piece of Torah, and there's so much toil. an effort, and that effort demands relentlessness and just the type of behavior that's not metaphorically associated with civilization. Lounging chairs and sofas, and I don't mean physical issues. You're going to have to push yourself sleep-wise. You have to push yourself intellectually, emotionally, learn when you're tired, learn when you're not wealthy, learn when you're... When Chazal say pasma melech tochel, it's not just, well, if you study Torah, you won't become a fancy diamond salesman and you won't have a lot of money, and you'll have to... But it's the entry into Torah. If you just learn out of comfort, Torah is too large. It's too big. It's too imposing. And the best that a human being can even hope to even make any inroads in Torah is to be relentless and almost self-annihilating in the way you study Torah. And to a degree, that's also something that's to be thought about in today's world. How many people, Baruch Hashem, the spread of Torah, how much of the spread of Torah has been accompanied by the toil and the hard work? Part of it is, Baruch Hashem, we've been able to convenience Torah and make it more accessible and easier to study the daf. It's an easier study. It's available on the internet. Shirim are available, which is great, and I wouldn't change a thing. But every advance carries a price, and the price is, are people working hard for it? Part of the art school phenomena is that there's very little difference between learning Yevamos and between learning Megillah. There used to be a really big difference. Learning Megillah was relatively easier. Learning Yevamos taxes you and pushes you. And learning Be'ir, and I'm learning a sugya now. I've been learning three words in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, and I've been sitting there for hours and hours and hours contemplating Rishonim and the Ritva and comparisons of Rishonim, trying to build models. So Chas V'Shalom, any Torah person learns is valuable, but there's a toil of Torah, the Amelus in Torah, the Lasak with the Vritara, that the Midbar captures.